RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And it's time now for the sport with Des Cahill.
Yeah, morning, Rachel. A disappointing night for Dundalk in the Europa League last night as they lost 2-1 to Molde of Norway at Tala Stadium. Dundalk started brightly and led at half-time courtesy of Sean Murray. But the Norwegians took control in the second half and scored twice. The Dundalk manager, Filippo Giovannoli, took blame for that. He said he should have made some changes earlier as the team tired. This was the reaction of midfielder John Mountney.
We're devastated because we were in a great position come half time, you know, going in 1-0 up, and then you know, we just didn't start the second half and it was all them, and you know, then you find yourself 2-1 down and then you're chasing the game again to get an equaliser. So yeah, it's disappointing finishing with that. But, you know, in your head you're 1-0 up, you might be thinking, you know, see out the spell when they have good possession, and you know, I think we were taking on a lot of pressure for a while, and then eventually the goal came. So like I said then, it you know, it takes us to come back out, and then obviously just trying to get balls in the box and trying to get an equaliser towards the end.
Dundalk now travel to Arsenal next week. Arsenal won 2-1 away to Rapid Vienna last night. Celtic were beaten 3-1 at home by AC Milan, but Rangers won 2-0 in Belgium against Standard Liège. Spurs beat Austrian side LASK 3-0, and Leicester City had a 3-0 win over the Ukrainian team Zorya. Now, it's a huge day for the Irish women's soccer team. They play Ukraine in the European Championships this evening. A draw will ensure Ireland a playoff for the finals. Victory would boost Ireland's chances of being one of the three best teams to finish in second place in their group and therefore qualify automatically. The game kicks off at 5 p.m. and it's live on RTE2 television. The Irish coach Vera Pauw says preparations could not have gone better and she's upbeat about our chances.
I think we're sharp. But also relaxed. So game plan is set and we're ready to go. And we're so happy that we get so much support. I think that I want to mention, we just arrived in the charter and it's so comfortable. It's such a difference. And if you see how strict everything is in here, then we can only be so grateful that everything went so smoothly. And if we would have gone with an airline, it would have been a whole day of travel and checks and checkpoints, and it's just good. We're ready and everybody has taken their part in it. The players on the bench, if you look how they put their energy in to make the A squad ready, that's amazing, and it's not often that I've seen that. So the whole team is just on the fringe that they are so ready to make to do something special and to change the world of football for girls and women in Ireland. And that's such a good feeling. And what I want to say again, I'm privileged to be part of that. I think it's a very positive team. I think every player is open for everybody. And that's what we want to emit also, with a lot of respect for what we gain. And we are fighting to make people proud. So I hope that we can make you all proud.
And 5 o'clock this evening on RT2, you can watch that game. On the weekend, the GAA Inter-County Championships get underway. There are several issues causing concern as the GPA yesterday insisted baseline testing for all county panels as soon as possible if they're to continue to support the championship. Offaly last night became the first county to forfeit a championship match. They've given Kildare a walkover in the Christy Ring Cup. One of their players tested positive, but under the HSE guidelines for it, 27 players involved have been advised to self-isolate and are unavailable for selection because they were close contacts. A member of the Sligo hurling squad has tested positive. The entire squad will now undergo rapid testing today. And Antrim have announced 4 more members of their hurling panel have tested positive, but they still intend to play Westmeath at the weekend. The Antrim footballers have offered to play Waterford in Dundalk tomorrow after members of Waterford were reluctant to travel to Ballymena. In cycling, great win for Dan Martin in yesterday's stage of the Tour of Spain. He's now just 5 seconds behind the overall leader, Primoz Roglic. Rory McIlroy let his frustrations get the better of him after a disappointing finish to an erratic opening round at the Zozo Golf Championship in California. After failing to make the green in 3 on the last hole, McIlroy pressed the club into the ground and snapped it in half. He had a round of 73 and he's 9 shots behind the leader, Sebastian Munoz. confirmation from Horse Sport Ireland that all equestrian competitions and activities, including those for professional and elite riders, have been suspended in Level 5. The governing body expressed disappointment with the decision and said it was seeking further clarification on the status of its high-performance squads as they prepare for next year's Olympic Games. And finally, for now, two race meetings today. Sligo gets underway at 2 o'clock and the evening meeting in Dundalk begins at 4:40.